Now here is Robin to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
We now have several good news stories. A woman has shared her joy after surgery restored her vision. A city eatery has been named Norfolk's best Mediterranean restaurant. Aviva's profits are up. A new floating bed and breakfast is opening. Norwich Airport is seeing the first fully certified electric plane, and the much criticised proposal to turn the Princes Street Church into a music venue has been scrapped. Jane will start with the news from James Paget Hospital.
A woman has shared her joy after a life-changing operation restored her vision. For years, Amanda Cullum has been unable to see everyday objects due to Fuchs dystrophy, a hereditary condition in which cells in the cornea deteriorate. On October the 23rd, Miss Cullum became the Paget's first patient for a decimate membrane endothelial keratoplasty, DMEK, a specialist eye operation, to help restore her sight. Previously, such an operation could only be carried out at specialist eye hospitals. Miss Cullum went home from the Paget on the same day as her operation, and the following day, her sight was transformed. Before my eyes were so bad, I used to go to bed and worry about what I would be able to see the next day, she said. I was anxious about going out of the house because I couldn't see where the pavement ended and the road began. I was like a prisoner. Now I can't sleep because I'm so excited about what I'm going to do the next day.
A city eatery has been named Norfolk's best Mediterranean restaurant. Orgay's restaurant in Norwich's Red Lion Street was given the title of the Southern Enterprise Awards. The award, given by SME News, recognises small and medium-sized businesses of quality across the south of England. Orgay's was opened by Jorge Santos and his wife Eleanor in late 2018. It quickly became known for its delicious range of Portuguese seafood and steak. Its menu aims to offer something for everyone, from barbecue specialities and Hereford steak to Mozambique tiger prawns and Wagyu beef. In a statement shared to social media, the owners said, "We want to say a massive thank you to our amazing team. We appreciate all your hard work so much. And to our guests, thank you so much for supporting us."
One of Norwich's biggest employers, Aviva, said it has seen strong growth over the past 9 months, with an increase in the demand for private health insurance, helping to boost profits. The insurer is on track to see a 5-7% increase in operating profit in 2023, despite pressure amid soaring costs and a hit from severe weather claims. It said general insurance premiums were up 13% on last year to £8 billion, while protection and health sales had increased 23%, bringing their total value to £330 million. Customers are our number one focus, and we help them with claims following wildfires, hail and flooding in Canada. Also, after storms Babette and Ciarán in the UK, we've had teams on the ground helping our customers, arranging repairs to damaged properties and providing alternative accommodation.
A boating company that's been on the Norfolk Broads for more than 120 years is launching a floating B&B experience to keep the business running through winter. Broom Boats, based in Brundle, is introducing the initiative, which will let guests enjoy the tranquility of sleeping on the water plus home-cooked food in the morning. The new setup will see the firm's holiday cruisers moored at the White Heron pub, which the company bought last year, with breakfast served there each morning. Holiday and Commercial Director Ryan Day said the new venture would allow them to make use of the boats during the off-season rather than putting them away into storage.
People living near historic church are celebrating after controversial plans to convert it into a live music venue were withdrawn. Development firm Friars 923 hope to convert the United Reformed Church, URC, at the Princes Street Junction with Elm Hill to create a positive and active environment to enjoy. However, the plans went on to amass a whopping 84 public objections, prompting the developer to scrap the project before it could be discussed by the City Council's Planning Committee. "This is a win for common sense," said Richard Eagleton, chairman of the Friends of Elm Hill Group. "It shows the strength of feeling in the local area, and the community deserves huge credit. We're not against bringing the site back into use, but it needs to be suitable and sustainable. We're thrilled that such a historic building in what is a phenomenal location won't be turned into a nightclub." Sited opposite St. Peter Hungate Church, the building dates back to 1869 and underwent a major refurbishment in 2014. The URC closed in August 2020.
A Norfolk aviation firm is gearing up to make history this week when the world's first certified electric plane takes to the skies for its maiden voyage. Saxon Air is launching its state-of-the-art two-seater aircraft designed specifically for passenger pleasure flights from its base at Norwich Airport, becoming the first company to operate a fully certified electric plane. Although not the first battery-powered aircraft to take flight, the Pipistrel Velis Electro, which is owned by Bungie-based firm Neb Air, is the first to be fully certified by the Civil Aviation Authority. The electric aircraft has a 57.6 kilowatt electric motor, allowing for the high-winged aircraft to cruise at 98 knots up to 12,000 feet for around 50 minutes. It's powered by a battery system which includes two batteries and a portable charger, weighing around 45 kilograms in total. And because the plane is much lighter than an average aircraft, just 428 kilograms total, they don't need as much starting power to get off the ground. Saxon Air, which employs around 100 people at its Klein Aviation Business Centre base, is also working alongside Nebo Air on a vision to open up a network of solar-powered charging points at 13 airfields along the east of the country, with the aim being that passengers could fly from one to the next. If that were to go ahead, it would represent one of the first tailored routes specifically for electric aircraft in the world.